Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the Word.
I believe more and more, as the Lord Jesus delays, as He tarries, that we're going to face more challenges in walking with our Lord. We have already faced many challenges in our lives, and some, depending on your age, probably more than others. But we have so many more challenges ahead of us that we're going to be faced with. I don't know exactly what those challenges are, but I do know that they are coming. That I know. I believe that's why He's given me this message. The title to the message is Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves. But I also pray for a spirit of boldness, that the Lord would always give me a spirit of boldness to speak His Word and to speak it with truth to everyone that I'm ministering to. You know, when I said you're sending them out like sheep among wolves, because that's what it feels like. It feels like danger is lurking everywhere around every corner. Matthew 10:16 says, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. So be as cunning as snakes, but as innocent, he said, as doves. In the Message translation, it says, stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you to. You're going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack, he said. So don't call attention to yourselves. Be as cunning as a snake and inoffensive as a dove. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it doesn't take a scientist to look around and see that we are living in the end times. It lines up with the book of Revelations and the whole Bible, but it also, when you see all this stuff going around, and this is what Jesus told us in His Word, that when we see all these things taking place, is to look up. But I really think that with all the things that are taking place, that is not too far in the future. How far, I do not know, because the Lord says only the Father knows. Even Jesus doesn't know when He's going to be coming back. But I do believe that it's going to be soon. And I believe that some of the things that we're going to be faced with is going to be hazardous, in hazardous situations, in hazardous work assigned to us. And we might be actually feeling like a sheep running through a wolf pack. But we should keep in mind who we are. That's the most important thing that we can do. We have to keep in mind who we are. And we have to keep in mind who we represent and belong to here on this earth. In Psalms 100, verse 3, and in King James says, Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We need to see ourselves as the warriors that we are. We are ambassadors for the King. We are ambassadors to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we should never forget that. He has made us warriors and He has made us overcomers. In Romans 8:37 in the Passion Bible, it says, Yet even in the midst of all these things, He says, We triumph over them all. For God has made us more than conquerors, and His demonstrated love in our glorious victory, He said, over everything, not just victory over a few things, he said, but victory over everything. We Christians are God's ambassadors in that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. I, too, am a servant of God. I'm an ambassador of God, and I have been approved and appointed and anointed to be a teacher of His Word. And each of you listening out there today, I'm sure that the Lord has called you and anointed you to do certain things for the kingdom too. It doesn't always have to be in the pulpit. It doesn't always have to be in the choir. But wherever you are, the Lord has given you an assignment. And in that assignment, you need to be the warrior and the conqueror that God has created you to be. I want you to hear me. It is a time of evil against good, and we must pray and seek the Lord on what we need to do. And as a child of God and as a believer of the Most High, we have to follow the good and not the evil. We're going to have to not think so much of ourselves and our comfort, but we're going to have to start thinking about the mess that's being made right now, because even if we aren't here, if you're older and you're not here, our children, our grandchildren are going to be here. So I want you to think about that, okay? But it says here, as again, we Christians are God's ambassadors in that we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. When God called me into the ministry 28 years ago, He entrusted me for the gospel. All the gospel is the good news. Good news. And when people are preaching or teaching anything else, you know, things that don't help you or doesn't apply to the Word of God, that's not good news. If they're teaching you stuff, I don't ever want to teach you anything or speak anything that's going to put fear into you. But if I see a tornado coming, I'm going to warn you about it. Okay? And it says here, so we speak, it tells us this, not to please man, but to please God, who tests our hearts, according to 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 4. And I want you to know, friends, that I strive to teach and preach as the Holy Spirit leads me and not to please man. Brothers and sisters, we represent another kingdom, but we also need to know that according to John 18:36, this was when Jesus was being called up before Pilate, and they wanted Pilate, you know, the Jews wanted Pilate to crucify him. And Jesus spoke, and when he answered Pilate, asked him a question, and Jesus said to him, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom was of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But it is. My kingdom is not of this realm. As a believer and a child of God, we must fight too. We have a fight going on right now, and we have a fight set before us in different things too. Maybe you have a fight going on at work with your coworkers or something, and maybe you're a Christian and maybe they're not, and maybe they're making fun of you and stuff. But really, compared to what so many believers in other countries and here are suffering for Jesus, that's really nothing. But you need to stand strong on the faith of God. God is with you, and He'll never leave you. For instance, I'll just say this. For instance, if a doctor, if you're sick or something, you go see the doctor, for instance, and the doctor starts telling you, they run some tests and they start telling you all of this stuff, I want you to keep in mind that always respect the doctors. They're only doing what they've been trained to do. They're doing their job. So are the nurses. We have great respect for them. And as I've said, if I need one, I'll go get one. But I really prefer to talk to the Lord about it, because the doctors, all they can do is put a Band-Aid on it, where Jesus is the healer and He can just take the whole thing. But what I want to tell you is so vital that when someone is telling you this, regardless how scary and frightening it might be to you, don't agree with them. Keep your mouth shut. And when you get outside, say, Father, I don't agree with that evil report that was spoken over me. I don't agree with it. I don't come into agreement with that. And Father, I just speak to those words, those negative words that were spoken over me. I command those words to hit the ground and not bear any fruit, and I declare there'll be no harvest from them. Are you hearing me? You have to know that there's a time to speak and there's a time to keep quiet. And you are, when you speak out like that, and you're talking to the doctor and you're asking all these questions and you're doing all this stuff and you're getting involved with it, what you don't understand is that you're giving Satan access in to your situation. And he's going to put so much fear into you and so much doubt into you that, I mean, it's unbelievable what the enemy can do to you. But if you keep your mouth shut, he don't have any access and he can't get in. Your mouth is the gate. So don't let him in, okay? Think of it like this. You know, there was the four lepers in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. You know, these four lepers, they had a decision to make, and it was a life or death decision that they had to make. There was a famine at that time going on, and they had to decide if they wanted to stay where they were and for sure die or take a chance. They took a chance. In verse 3 and 5, in the New Living, it says, they said, why should we sit here waiting to die? A question mark. In verse 4, it says, we will starve if we stay here. But with the famine in the city, he says, we will starve if we go back there. In verse 5, it said, so at the twilight, they set out for the camp of the Arameans. But when they came to the edge of the camp, there was no one there. Saints, I'm sure that when the lepers were sitting outside of this gate, I'm sure that they were afraid. They were filled with a lot of fear because that was a decision, a life and death decision that they had to make. And at the time they were making this decision, it looked like they were going to lose either way. If they went back, they were going to starve to death because there was a famine going on, as we not can't teach on all that today, but we will get around to that. If they get up and go, they run the risk of being killed. You know, it's kind of like you've heard somebody say, well, I just really don't have any choice. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. Well, these four lepers were really stuck between a rock and a hard place, and they didn't really know which way to go. And I'm sure that they were afraid. But God didn't give you a spirit of fear. I want you to know that. A lot of you already know, but I'm going to repeat it anyway, because on the contrary, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, and the easy read, it says, the Spirit God gave us does not make us afraid. His Spirit is a source of power and love and self-control. Praise God. God never told us we wouldn't be afraid. God just said, fear not. You know, I can't count the times in the Bible that God tells us to fear not, for he knew that we were going to be afraid. There's times in our lives that we're going to be afraid. There's going to be a time when you get a phone call and it's not good news and you're going to panic and you're going to be afraid. I've had such phone calls and they're not pleasant, but you immediately just go in prayer about this. Just give it to the Lord. I've done that before and it's not easy. But the best thing you do when you give something to the Lord is just go on and get about what you're doing. But if you'll pray, give it to the Lord, and then go on about your work so you don't have to stand there and focus on that, God now is able to take care of that. If it's a situation that you can't, it's out of your hands and you can't do anything about it. In this one particular situation, I got a phone call. She was in North Carolina and I'm in Virginia. There was nothing I could do. I couldn't get there. But when I hung up, I prayed. I gave it to the Lord, and I called my husband, and we prayed and came into agreement. It's always to find someone. You can pray on yourself, but it's always good to find someone to come into agreement with you. For the Bible says that when two come together as agreeing on anything, he says, it shall be done. So I want to tell you that that's what I did. And at that particular time, when I received the phone call, I was at my computer working on a message that was coming up. And so after I prayed, I just went back to work. You know, I've given it to the Lord now. He tells us First Peter, to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us. And He does care for us. But He can't do anything for us, brothers and sisters, if we don't give it to Him. We can't just go give it to Him and then take it back and expect God to do something with it. It doesn't work that way. You've got to really give it to Him. And then somebody might say, well, Pastor Joe, if you really cared about your sister, you'd be worried too. Well, the Bible speaks against worry in Matthew. I think it's in Matthew 6, where it says, not to worry and fret. Don't worry about anything. You know, that God's going to take care of everything. And He said, don't worry about tomorrow. He said, because you're going to have enough troubles today. You don't have to borrow from tomorrow, okay? And so don't let the enemy trick you into sitting around worrying, because worry is not going to help. Don't worry, because worry won't do anything. That will only cause stress and make you sick. But know that when you are worrying, you aren't accomplishing anything. You are the only thing you will accomplish is that it will bring stress on your body, and which will bring on sickness and fear and doubt and dread. But if you'll pray, give it to the Lord, and then go on about your work so you don't have to stand there and focus on that, God now is able to take care of that. And He did take care of it. You know, it was just a miracle that she got out with some bruised ribs and a broken leg, and that was not good. But God was with her too, because under the circumstances, she probably shouldn't have been here. But we have to pray. I believe it was the prayers that were sent up that saved my sister. And I believe, as I was saying with my husband, I know that it was prayer that kept him from going back into emergency surgery. And so I know that God's Word works, but you've got to work the Word. You've got to speak God's Word. You've got to believe that Word. And you've got to believe that when you speak God's Word and it's coming out of your mouth, it's the same as it's coming out of the mouth of Jesus. Because He said, as He is, so are we on this earth. Saints, there was no army. You know, when I was talking about those four leopards, you know, they were afraid to go into the city because there was an army there. And if they went back to the other place, the famine was there and they would starve. But if they went to the other place, they were afraid of being killed. But saints, there was no army. But God made the Syrians think there was. Think about that. I think that was so awesome, because God made the Arameans think that they were being attacked just by rustling up whatever, making noises and stuff like chariots to make them think. In verse 7 it said, so it says the Syrians arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, their horses, their donkeys, even the camp as it was, and fled for their lives. And it says, and when the lepers got to the edge of the camp, they realized it was empty. They went in and ate and drank and carried away all the silver and the gold. Praise God. Think about that. They got to fill their stomach with food and drink. And on top of that, they found all the silver and all the gold. But let me say this, you know, because I won't have time to preach on the whole thing on the lepers. But after they went in and they found all the food and the gold and the silver, you know, they got to thinking, you know, this is really a good thing that we found here, and we really shouldn't keep it to ourselves, okay? And so we need to tell someone. And so they did. And of course, they didn't really believe them, but they told them, and I think some of them did. But it says here that the lepers overcame. It didn't say they weren't afraid. It says the lepers overcame. It didn't say they weren't afraid. They overcame in spite of their fear. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you can overcome. You can be that warrior. You can be that conqueror, and you can overcome, and you can come out victorious, be victorious in your situation, even if you're afraid. Sometimes when we're afraid, we have to do it anyhow. There's sometimes I'm afraid. I get tempted to be afraid, but I do it anyway. You know, sometimes, you know, when I'm in a church and I'm teaching in front of all these people, sometimes I go up and I'm standing back there knowing that I've got to go up and give the word. And, you know, I don't know. And I think a lot of ministers are the same thing. You know, it's I stand back there and talk to the Lord and build myself up kind of like David did at that time, you know, just encouraged himself, so I sit back there and encourage myself. And even this morning, you know, I was at home, I was preparing to come and teach you this message. And so I just kind of walked around and talked to the Lord about it. And when I left, I was confident that the Holy Spirit would never let me down, because He's my teacher, and without Him, I can't teach. And He never lets me down. And so I'm so thankful for that. And I know that Jesus and the Father are always with me, and He has His angels encamped around and about me. I can't see them, but I know that when I need them, they're always here to help me. I'm confident, like I said, that they were fearful. But there again, sometimes, friend, we have to do it when we're even afraid. You are going to be afraid sometimes, but don't let fear stop you. Fear is from the enemy, and fear is a spirit. And you can cast that spirit off with the Word, because the Bible tells us in Luke 10:19, that He has given us the power and the authority to tread upon the scorpions and the snake and to put the enemy under our feet. And He also said that we would not be harmed. And He said that all spirits are subject to us. So us means me, and us means you. And so He's saying that all these spirits, you know, the spirit of worry, the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, all these spirits are subject to us. And all we have to do is speak to that spirit of fear. And in the name of Jesus, you foul demonic spirit of fear, I command you to leave my mind now. And I declare that, you know, that God did not give me a spirit of fear, and so therefore I don't receive it. He gave me a spirit of love and a sound mind. I don't have that spirit of fear. I refuse to take that spirit of fear. Okay, and it says here, the Word just tells us that they had a decision to make, and they made it when they took their first step of faith. And that's what we're going to have to do, is when we take our first step of faith. Just like when the doctor left the room that day that I was talking about earlier, when I began, you know, he gave me all of this bad report, and Dave and I took that step of faith, and I gave it to the Lord, like with the lepers, and then God stepped in and helped them fight their battle. The battlefield, I'll leave you with this, the battlefield is always going to be in your mind, friends. It is your mind that the devil will try to deceive you. But please know that you do have authority. You are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And don't you ever forget that.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God. It will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you for the power that is in your word. And according to your word in Job 15:6, you said it's our own mouth that condemns us and not you. and that our own lips testify against us. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into our situations, that it gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy us. Father, I thank you that you are our protection from our enemy Satan, and I thank you that you have allowed your angels to respond when we're in trouble. Your angels are activated for our benefit when we speak your word. Father, I know that sometimes it feels like danger is lurking everywhere, around every corner, that we're being sent out like sheep among wolves. Help us to understand that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Also help us to see ourselves as the warriors that we are, ambassadors of the King Jesus, hallelujah. And we shall not be afraid, for the spirit that God has given us does not make us afraid. His spirit is a source of power and love and encouragement. I thank you, Lord, with you on our side, we have already won the victory, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.